World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Trying to get my earpiece here in this new system we're using. So you guys don't know I have an earpiece and I got one that can hear y'all. Man, a lot going on. Let me right off the top say something about my buddy Steve Deck, who just, oh my God, he came and worked like a freaking, I don't even know what to tell you what he worked like. Trying to get some stuff, new set. We're working on a septic system in Sky High. Stuff I don't even know what I'm doing. Steve's down there like a, anyway, I don't know if I've ever met anybody that gives more than Steve. Doesn't ask anything in return. He's still here and he's going to do some more stuff today. And I just, I'm just grateful for George. Just want people to volunteer. Just come and help. Don't expect anything in return. And Steve, I'm going to have a Coach Dave Live Hall of Fame. Just put Steve in it. Be the first inductee into this Coach Dave Live Hall of Fame. So it takes a lot to make this operate here. I'm sorry if I sound a little bit winded. There's been a couple, 4 or 5 days with me. I got some good stuff here, okay? Got some good stuff. I want to thank Spencer, who drove all the way up here from North Carolina and got a new computer set up in here, a new system, and so I'm struggling a little bit with that and lot of crazy stuff going on. This earpiece, it's my own fault. It's nobody's fault. Maybe I'll just let it dangle down. I don't care if you guys know I got it in or not, all right? Who do you trust? Here's kind of where I want to go this morning. Unless anybody has something for the good. Mel, help me out here. Mel, on this weekend, would you please? I forget to say things. Those of you who are local, we're getting together again this Saturday evening. Could you help me there, Mel?
Yep. So this Saturday, we are having our House to House Ohio huddle. It starts at 5 o'clock. So the link is in the chat there. If you go to thelibertyactionnetwork.com, you can find it there under events. You've also got my contact information there if you need more details on that. So, yep, this Saturday at 5 o'clock. And then the other thing I want to announce is the New Hampshire huddle, which looks like Spencer's got up there right now. I just saved the date at this point. It's going to be
how about this, huh? Claudine's bringing this to New Hampshire.
That's right. Yep. So Claudine, our friend in New Hampshire, has got a venue, and she's inviting us out October 23rd to the 25th. So mark your calendars on that. There'll be more information to come on that, but it'll be a lot of just a really beautiful place. So we'll be putting some pictures in here of what the venue looks like, but very exciting. So mark your calendars for October. Thank you.
Thanks. Hey folks, we want to come to where you are. I'll be honest with you. We really had some great momentum going with the brigade and different little huddles popping up, and COVID just killed us. It just, by the way, I think that's part of the reason they gave us COVID, to be honest, to make sure that we weren't, remember what they told us, couldn't be around anybody, had to stay home, had to mask up, had to social distance. I think they were concerned that we were waking up and getting organized. I'm not just talking about us in general. And I think that's one of the reasons for COVID and the lockdowns and the shutdowns and all that stuff is try to break any momentum that we had. And so I'm all about picking the ball up and continuing to run with it. And we would love to come and put on an event where you are. Claudine jumped right in. We're going to do it in New Hampshire. She jumped on it. We're doing it in New Hampshire. Randy, we're going to do it down in Oklahoma. Hey, we're going to do it up in Minnesota. I'm serious. Let's get these things going. Now you say, Coach, I don't have a venue. I don't have any money. we'll raise the funds. We'll make it happen. But somebody, we have to have somebody on the ground who says, I'm willing to get this thing organized. We will help you. If you would like to host an event, it can just be a Saturday, just a one day event. And we'll come and we'll try to get like-minded people around you, or there are already like-minded people around you. They just don't know it. And there are people, you know what, you know what's amazing about the huddle that we just went through here? They weren't local people. Of the nearly 100 that signed up, 15 locals. By locals, I mean Central Ohio. I don't just mean here in my town. They came from everywhere. And I believe the same thing will happen right where you are. You say, Coach, I'm trying to find people. I'm trying to put on the huddle. I can't find any. Well, let us help you find them. Because we have a lot of people who are laying in the weeds out there listening, afraid to connect because they don't have anybody to connect with. Gary said we had 15 states that came to Ohio this last weekend, 15 different states. Some of them a long way off. So I would just encourage you out there, if you said, daggone it, Coach, I'm going to put one together. We will help you, and we will help finance it. We'll help finance it. Because people in California, they ain't coming to Ohio. People in North Dakota, they ain't coming to Ohio, but they may come regionally. So file that away. So, Coach, I can't do it. Yes, you can. Excuse me. Yes, you can. We need to do it. Well, I got the hiccups there. Bear with me here a second. A lot going on, man. A lot going on. Again, I want to thank Steve Deck. I just can't even say enough. We got some more stuff to do today. And, damn, I love my wife. You guys don't even know. Those of you out there who are struggling with not really strong marriages, I feel for you. Michelle and I are yin and yang. It's what Chad says, yin and yang. And we're at each other's throats every once in a while. But she got my back and I got her back, man. Hey, Steve Deck, Ray LeBlanc wants to give you a hug around the neck. So there you go. Steve Still here, up this morning, drinking coffee, planning on what he's going to do today. Yada, 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 yada. Hey, listen, I'll throw this one out there. Anybody listening local? My daggone mower, what do they call that? Big mower on the fritz. And we tried to fix it yesterday and it broke again on some type of electrical issue. Anybody local, close, knows how to fix mowers, give me a call. Okay, cool. All right, here's where I want to go today. You know, so again, sometimes I don't know what you guys want to talk about the culture? Want to talk about society? What do you want? Here's what I think is going to happen. This is cultural, okay? I just want to throw you up there because I want you to dig in. I want you to be prepared. Pull up number 16 for me real quick. I'm not going to talk about this all day. I'm just telling you, be prepared because I believe number 16 next to last. Here's what I think's getting ready to happen. Are you ready? Huh? Just play this. General Michael Flynn. You guys trust Flynn? I kind of trust Flynn, okay? This is information from General Flynn. Now, look, this is the culture and society, and they ain't going to talk about it anymore. But I want to prepare you. You better get prepared. Go ahead and play that.
It should shake every single American in their shoes. I hate to say this, but President Barack Obama, there is now incontrovertible evidence that he was the spearhead of a seditious conspiracy to subvert the will of the American people and overthrow the United States government back in 2016. We must, absolutely must, hold every one of these criminals accountable for the crimes that they committed. They are the most heinous crimes committed in American history. James Comey, John Brennan, Clapper, Rice, Biden was in the meeting in July 28th in the Oval Office. They briefed Barack Obama on Hillary Clinton's plan to, quote, tie Trump to Russia collusion lies. It consumed our national discourse for 5 years. It undermined a sitting duly elected president. It sabotaged administration. It framed a three-star general. It destroyed and ripped this country apart. We had a constitutional crisis, the likes of which I don't think any American can fully comprehend. It is atrocious. And every single one of them must be held accountable.
Yeah, and of course.
Okay, so you better look, I'm going to get off of politics, but this is important for me to say, okay? Remember, where did Obama come from? All of a sudden, he was a senator in Chicago, and the next thing we know, president of the United States. We don't know anything about him. Let me caution you. Where the hell did J.D. Vance come from? Where did he come from? All of a sudden, he's vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance. Where did he come from? Where are all these people coming from, folks, other than it is an organized assault on all things righteous? Okay, I'm off of politics, okay? I'm off of politics. Here's, play num- get number two ready to go. This is back when I was lost. I watched the video, the movie series, Jesus of Nazareth. I don't know if you guys remember that. That's a long time ago. I wasn't even saved. But I watched that whole miniseries of Jesus of Nazareth. And wow, I wasn't even saved. We talked about that yesterday. And the Holy Spirit's knocking on my door. And I'm getting this information, watching this movie, this Jesus of Nazareth. But I wasn't saved. I didn't have the Holy Spirit. Something inside of me said, wow, this is really powerful, but I couldn't figure out what it was. And it was the truth knocking on my door. Truth was knocking on my door. I got saved, I don't know, 10 years later maybe. But the truth was knocking on my door even right then. I had the ability to recognize truth. And this is this always stuck with me. This was, in my opinion, one of the most powerful moments, not of the movie, but the raw truth of this moment. This is Jesus before Pilate. Listen to me. The Bible says you shall know the truth. You shall know the truth. And the truth, if you know it, will make you free. And in this video, it's only short, it's very short. No victory doesn't set you free. It makes you free. Folks, those are not the same word. The truth makes you free. Doesn't set you free. It makes you free. And so in this little clip I'm going to show you, here's Jesus before Pontius Pilate. I'm going someplace. Hang on with me. It's Jesus before Pontius Pilate. And understand this, that Pontius Pilate is looking the embodiment of truth right in the eye and doesn't even recognize it. Can you imagine that? The essence of truth right in front of you and you don't get it. And friends, that's going on all around us. People cannot recognize truth. Very short video, minute and a half, 2 minutes. This is the ultimate. At the end of this, Pontius Pilate looking Jesus Christ right in the eye. Well, and he doesn't recognize truth. Go ahead and play it.
Is this the man you think so dangerous? This? The man that aspires to be a king? Come. Come, come, come. Now, the leaders of the Sanhedrin accuse you of preaching perverted doctrines. Come. They also say you call yourself the King of the Jews. Well, are you King of the Jews?
If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would have fought to prevent me from being captured.
Oh, you speak of a kingdom. Therefore, you must be a king. Are you a king?
I am. I was born for one purpose. To bear witness to the truth. All who can accept the truth, hear my voice.
And what is the truth?
Powerful. Cut it off. Didn't even answer him. Jesus, the truth, standing before Pilate, looking him in the eye, and says, "What's the truth?" Jesus said, "You don't get it, dude. You don't get it. So I want to kind of focus today, if I can focus. I'm looking at my screen. Bear with me. I'm looking at my screen over here. Do you care about the truth? Does the truth matter to you? Wait a minute. Let me back up. Are you truthful? You know, every day I come down to the show, I've been at the show, this is show 2,708. And every day when I come here to do a show, I'm putting my credibility on the line. And let me tell you this, they have tried to find me lying or being dishonest. Been trying, those who don't like me, doing everything they can. I get the emails every day. Because we live in a land of lies. Because most people lie, they don't think anything about it when others lie. We all lie. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the power, friends, lies in truth. You shall know the truth. And the truth, if you know it, will make you free. And we live in a land of lies. Look at what's going on right now. Is Mitch McConnell dead or is Mitch McConnell alive? Is Lindsey Graham dead? Is Lindsey Graham alive? And so we look across the culture and across the society, and you can't tell the good guys from the bad guys. Well, I think I can, but I'm being deceived. Why? Because we no longer understand truth. Truth doesn't matter to us anymore. Why? Everybody lies, they say. I don't. Wait a minute. I try not to. I got a bug going. I got him. People just laying in the weeds out there trying to find me, catch me in a lie. So I try to be credible with everything that I do to the best of my knowledge. It's the truth. Because only the truth will set you free. I want to put a parenthesis in here a second. I want you to get ready out there right now, okay? I want you to get ready to tell me something that you think they have lied to us about. Now, hang on. Who are they? In our sin nature, why is it so easy for us to lie? See, truth is a choice. Truth is a choice. And my wife yesterday, just give you a good example. I trust her implicitly. She trusts me implicitly. I took Steve Deck out on, he worked so hard yesterday. I took him out out on our pontoon boat. And we sat in the water, literally sat in the water for 30, 45 minutes, cooling off from the day. And my wife keeps texting me, "Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?" And on the boat, Why? Because in her mind, it didn't. Why is it taking you so, right? You follow me? And it's so easy for us to lie. Lying is a second nature to us for some reason. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. And the problem we have with telling the truth is the consequences of telling the truth. I'm sorry, my glasses are reflecting here. Maybe figure out if I can do something. I'll take a minute. The consequences of telling the truth. And they start out as little white lies, because why? It is, look, you better get this. Not all lying is wrong. So what? Not all lying is wrong. If the police pulled in here today and they're looking for Steve Deck, I might lie, say he's not here to protect him, to protect him. I'm going to promise you this. I'm going to lie to protect my wife. I'm going to. God's laws are always protected, protective. He tells you not to lie because your lying will damage or harm somebody else. They call them white lies because white lies are protected. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Somebody say boom, so you know what I'm talking about. See, this is where we have to have some discernment in the Bible, with the Bible. Thou shall not lie, except that isn't what it says. It says, thou shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Gossiping is a sin. Bearing false witness against your neighbor. You with me? With me? And so we look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. Is Mitch McConnell dead or is Mitch McConnell alive? Huh? Is Lindsey Graham dead? Is Lindsey Graham alive? Is Donald Trump a good guy or is he a bad guy? You get it? It's a bastion of lies in which we live in. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a bastion of lies that we live in because we lie. We lie. We're not honest. Why? Because that sin nature is always in us. If I tell them this, then everybody will know. Yeah, damn it, it's your pride, isn't it? And pride cometh before a fall. So we cover with lies. Let me put my glasses on so I can read. It's really good whether you're picking it up or not. It's really good. So again, I want you to think about something that they've lied to you about. Okay, go to number four real quick. Or go to number six. Go to number six. I did some research this morning. The wickedness of lying. Folks, I love this. This is secular. This isn't some Bible website. The wickedness of lying. In the Bible, lying, I have to look over here to read. Bear with me. In the Bible, lying is consistently portrayed as a mark of the wicked. Hang on. Government lying to us? Is the government lying to us? That's wicked, isn't it? A sin that separates people from God and harms relationship. The psalmist declares, the wicked are estranged from the womb. The liars go astray from birth. Lying's pretty serious stuff, folks. Showing that deceit is not just a later choice, but a pattern from the very beginning. This verse underscores that lying is not merely a moral failing, but a spiritual estrangement from truth. When you lie, you're walking away from truth. The Bible condemns lying. Proverbs 17 warns that a wicked man listens to evil lips, and a liar gives ear to a destructive tongue, indicating that those predisposed to evil are drawn to falsehood. Liars love liars. Liars love liars. Huh? Proverbs 12 states that lying lips are detestable to the Lord. By the way, it ain't just the lips. It's what else is connected to the lips. While faithful people are his delight. Politicians lied to us and we laugh about it. Oh, they're all crooked. Oh, yeah? We ought to clean the house. Isaiah describes how people's lips speak lies and their tongues utter wickedness, showing how dishonesty corrupts both speech and character. If Michelle, my beloved wife, ever were to step out on me, I don't know if the relationship could ever be repaired. Would I ever trust her again? Would she ever trust me again? She can lie all she wants to. John 8:44 identifies the devil as the father of lying. When you lie, you be serving your daddy. emphasizing that lying is opposed to God's nature and leads to spiritual harm. The consequences of lying. This is secular. Scripture teaches that lying leads to wickedness. Really? If you get away with it? Folks, we need some politicians to hang. We need to hang. They lied. Hillary Clinton lied. Obama lied. They lied. James Comey lied. And it's a high, you know, the Bible talks about high crimes and misdemeanors. Did you know that a high crime is a crime done according to the position you occupy? A high crime is a lie from people in a high authority. That's a high crime. The president of the United States should not get away with lying. Hang on. Unless it's strategic to protect. Can Donald Trump lie to Israel to protect America? I don't want to dive into that stuff. The truth is, my wife ain't supposed to be lying to me. Chad ain't supposed to be lying to me. Vinny ain't supposed to be lying to me. And I'm not supposed to be lying to Vinny. And if truth be told, if Vinny knows I'm lying to him, he probably ain't coming back. Gene Schroeder, if I lie, if I lie to Gene Schroeder, he ain't coming back, I promise you. Why? Because once you lose the credibility, you ain't got nothing. And I've been here for 2,708 shows. And I try to be as straightforward and honest as I can. So scripture teaches that lying to wicked teaches that light leads to wickedness and ultimately to judgment. That lying leads to evil doing, and evil doing leads to the fire. So lying is not only a personal sin, but also a societal problem. Jeremiah laments in the land, lies prevail and people refuse to know God, highlighting how deceit erodes trust and spiritual connections. That's part of the problem we have. We don't trust Trump. Why? Because he lies. But lying's okay, isn't it? Huh? He's a politician. He's allowed to lie. No, no. Politicians are supposed to tell us the truth. Hang on. Highlighting erodes trust and a spiritual connection. And in the context of leadership, Isaiah warns that the wicked trust in vanity and speak lies, conceiving mischief and bringing forth iniquity. Our Congress is full of liars. So is your community. Hang on. So is your family. Come on. The Bible calls believers to reject lying and live in integrity. Truthfulness is linked to righteousness and ultimately to eternal life, while falsehood leads to wickedness and separation from God. It should be intolerable for us to accept lying, especially from our elected officials. They swore an oath, huh? What's the oath of office? Spencer, find that real quick while I'm looking here. What is the oath of office? What is the oath of office? So it means guarding your tongue, protecting others' reputations, not talking about others. And refusing to participate in gossip. Spencer pulled the oath of office. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Hey, liars are enemies. Liars are enemies. And that I bear truth. I'm sorry. Guess only for and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And that I take this obligation freely without a mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge duties of the office of which I'm about to enter. So help me God. And they couldn't give a shit about following their oath. Sorry about my language. We talk huddle here. Go back where we were. I'm going to open it up here in a second. Thanks, Spencer. In summary, wickedness of lying is portrayed in Scripture as a deep-rooted sin that begins early in life, harms relationships, separates people from God, and leads to spiritual and moral decline. The Bible urges a life of truth as a path to righteousness and divine favor. We don't care if people lie to us. Oh, we do. But not really. Not really. Judgment's coming. If judgment doesn't come, folks, mercy follows justice. The most righteous thing that we can do is honor God by punishing the liars. What's the purpose of punishment? To make sure others understand you don't do that and get away with it. When I was coaching football, I think I've told this story before. If a guy comes late to practice, he does extra running in front of everybody. Andre's running because Andre was late. We stand and we watch Andre run. And then the next guy says again, damn, I ain't going to be late. I ain't going to be late. Wonder if Lindsey Graham lies. Lied. So what we have is we live in a culture and a society where everybody lies and nobody cares. Nobody cares if people lie. Okay, I'm going to stop here a second. Got like 32 minutes already. I got some great stuff here I haven't gotten to yet. All right, come on in here. Tell me something they've lied to you about. That they've lied. They took an oath. They took an oath. Come on in, Ray.
Yeah, lots of lying going on. Reminds me of that adage. What a wicked web we weave when we practice.
When we first practice to deceive.
And if you lie, then you have to remember every lie you told because you catch yourself in your own lies, where if you just tell the truth, you don't have to worry about it because the truth is always going to come out as truth.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Oh. Hey, Ray, would you be watching this show if I was lying all the time?
Absolutely not. See, that's the thing about it right there. But, you know, the truth is powerful and it can... look at what happened to Joan Rivers telling the truth. Yeah, Mike was a tranny. A couple of weeks later, she's dead. So sometimes the truth in the enemy's territory here is going to cost you your life. It's going to cost Jesus something when he stood there and said, I am truth, right?
Amen. Okay, hang on. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a saying that says, no one has a good enough memory to be a successful liar.
Amen. That's right. You got to remember what you said. Hang on real quickly. Pull up number 7. I'll be right there, Betty. Pull up number 7. I want to show you something here, folks. Most of you never see this. Great White Throne Judgment, which we spoke a little bit about yesterday. Pardon me. I'm going to look over here, Mike. I'm going to look over here. Revelation 21:8. Talks about the new heaven and the new earth. Scroll on down. Scroll on down, Ray. Scroll on down. That's it. What did I want you? Keep going. He who sat upon the throne, he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God. Keep on going. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Look at the first two people thrown into the lake of fire. Verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Overcometh. Living's about overcoming. Learning to say no. Learning not to lie. Learning to be truthful. Learning to stand up. Learning not to be afraid. That's what an overcomer does. And he that overcomes shall inherit all things. And I'll be his God, and he's going to be my son. The fearful and the unbelieving. The cowards go first. and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their place in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is second death. Which is what we talked about yesterday. Your sins being covered by the blood of the Lamb. He paid the price for that, so you don't have to. Liars go first. And lying is the most sinister and invasive sin of all sins. And we laugh at, oh, he just freaking lies. That guy's a freaking liar. Dude, it's at the heart of all the evil, the lying. What did Pontius Pilate say to Jesus? What's the truth? We don't even know anymore. Come on in, Betty. I'm going to open it up. Come on in. Go ahead, Betty.
Good morning. We're getting ready to get out there on the streets. Brett, I got your shirt on. Truth sounds like hate. So Amen. You know what? I used to tell my son that, you know what? It's good. Sure, we say little white lies. I have. I'm guilty. But it is our best to be truthful and be hurt with the truth the first time than to be hurt with the truth, then to lie, and you're hurt the second time. So, you know, it takes a lifetime to build up trust, but it sure takes a split second to lose it.
Oh,
so,
you can lose it. Boom, like
oh,
that.
Oh, quick. Boom. Yep. So, yep, I trust you, Coach.
Trust me. So,
if I didn't, I sure wouldn't be here. Love you.
Amen. Amen. Trust but verify. Trust but verify. It's all right to ask questions. It's all right. Trust but verify. Hey, but don't go gossiping behind my back. You want to know something? Ask me. Don't get in a gossip session. Don't be doing that. Come on, Judd.
Yeah, Coach. You know, this team's absolutely incredible. Obviously, I was out of town for.
Betty, close your mic. Somebody's got a microphone open. Sorry, Judd. Somebody's got a microphone open. Go ahead, Judd.
Okay. I was just saying, I was out of town doing some stuff productive for what we're all doing, but sure. Missed you all.
Yeah, we missed you. I get it.
Exciting times. But what's great is I got a chance to meet with Professor Clemens. And what's cool is. The guy lives in California. I live all the way in Ohio. Definitely almost don't have any of the same really connections. But a lot of the things we've come to the same conclusion. And as people look at things, they don't understand, you know, the Q board. But as they come to find out, they start realizing what you said. Trust but verify. The reason why they did the things the way they did, well, that was because they had to lie, but because the problem was so big and so bad that they had to covertly, through an operation, expose it. And then, instead of destroying the population of the American people, they had to slowly wake them up to the realities of all this corruption. What's fabulous, though, is just... It's coming down to it and understanding. He calls it the decipher, the Bible code of being able to decipher truth. The truth is truth. You can't say it's not. And the best part about this entire process is you come through these things is along the way, we'll even say it's the president. We'll say generals. Christian generals gave us comms and proofs. Say every 2, 3, 4 months along the way to reassure us that the board was correct. And anyways, it's exciting. So much stuff happening. But this group, you guys are all a badge of warriors and believers. And it's just such an honor to just be around you guys and call you friend. And we love you guys. We Amen. Are in exciting times, exciting times. Be blessed.
Amen. Hey, Spencer, real quickly. Thanks, Judd. Pull up Psalm 33:5 real quickly. Hang on, Lorraine. I'll be right there. Psalm 33:5. You love the Lord? You love the Lord? Well, he loves righteous and justice. The Lord loves righteous and justice. Hey, Spence. I'm sorry. Yeah, Spencer. Pull up Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. He can't spell. He's homeschooled. What's his answer? 61:8. Go to 8. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery. I will direct thy work in truth. Aren't you glad the Lord doesn't lie? Aren't you glad he doesn't lie? That he is the truth. Pilate looked it in the eye and didn't even recognize it. Come on in, Lauren.
Okay, so I'm saved, but I'm not soft. And if there's one thing that they've continued to lie about is that you're not allowed to ask questions. They shut Charlie Kirk up because he was training the next generations to learn how to ask questions.
Yes.
Yep. And now you're still not allowed to ask questions. And if you don't agree with what the lying and the garbage that they're trying to shove, the McDonald's drive-through chicken nuggets, fries, and a Diet Coke down our throats about what their narrative is, because we're not allowed to ask questions of what the nonsense that they've been lying, deceiving, and literally killing.
And the love of money is the root of all evil.
Well, why do you think abortion is such a large business? I mean, think about it. Do you know how many billions of dollars they're making on death?
That's right. Because all those who hate me love death, right? They love money more than they love life.
And when you're a woman and you're going in there and you're asking the OB questions about your pregnancy, they lie to you. Even if you're a married couple, they'll say, a perfectly healthy baby. Well, you know what? They've got Down syndrome.
Amen. 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 Okay, Lauren, so here we go, folks. Tell me something that you know they've lied about. Doesn't have to be a big conspiracy theory. Tell me something as we sit here right now, you know they lied about, and we continue to allow them to do it and teach it to our children. Somebody come on in. Something we know they've lied to us about. And can I tell you something else? Excuse me, I'll turn this a second. Just because you believe it don't make it true. Who told you that? And why do you believe him? Come on in, Judd.
Yeah, Coach, I think one of the biggest ones for all of us, actually I got a really deep debate about this, and I ended up asking the gentleman a question. He's like, wow, that was actually in there? And it explained a lot of things for him. But one of the biggest lies, I think, to me, is that there's only 66 books of the Bible. And everybody will get in strong debate over it. But I had to do the same thing. I had to read the other books of the Bible. And after I read them, I went, oh my God. Do you realize what they're censoring in there?
Yeah.
The censorship started a long time ago.
So, Judd, you mean the King James guys, they weren't honest?
Huh? 100%.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Because the powerful write the rules, don't they? I think. What do you think, Jeff Nell? Good to hear from you, bud.
Greetings. I was in Reno before we moved to Idaho. And on the window, there was a sign of hate ICE, all kinds of stuff that were presenting to the LGBT. And the lies and deception of people of Washoe County. It's just amazing.
Thank you. Jeff, how about this, Jeff? Ready for a lie? You're born gay. Ready for a lie, folks? Huh? You're born tranny. Ready for a lie? I was born fat. No, you come on. Nobody's got any lies out there? Nobody's got any lies out there that we just all repeat over and over and over, knowing that the Bible says it's the truth that'll make you free, not a liar. And so you were born fat, so therefore you don't do anything about it. You stay fat because I was born this way. What a lie. What a freaking lie. Quit eating so much food. Huh? Quit eating so much food. Get some exercise. Huh? No, I was born fat. I was born. See, it's easy to say I was born this way because you can blame God. God's fault. I'm fat. Yeah, I was born fat. Come on, somebody come on in here. Wicked persons listens to deceitful lips. A liar pays attention to the destructive tongue. It's Proverbs 17. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to naughty tongues. Dave, come on in.
Well, I think when you rethink that part about how we were born, technically, we were born capable of doing all that stuff.
That's right.
When someone says I was born a tranny, we were born a sinner.
That's right.
I appreciate what, you know, the only guy that, well, not the only guy, one of the guys that had it right was Bob Dylan when he wrote the song I'm Saved. He says, I was blinded by the devil, born already ruined, stone cold dead as I stepped out of the womb. If we understand, we were born capable of doing any evil.
Amen, right? Brother. So
technically, there is some threat of truth that being we were born that way. We were born in the sin. That's and the true. Only way to get out of this is through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dave, and here's something we have to understand. If you don't have Christ, you don't have any power to resist. Not really. You don't really have any power. Only the Holy Spirit can give you the power to truly resist. By the way, you can still disobey the Holy Spirit. You can still blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You can still have the Holy Spirit tell you, don't do that and do it anyway. You can do that. And then we can get into once saved, always saved, and it's under the blood, and yada, yada, yada. Really? Willfully sin? A believer willfully sin? I don't know, man. David Arthur, come on in. Hey, David, they told you you were born. They told you you were born a woman.
Well, you know what, Coach? I see things a little bit differently because I see the difference, like words matter. And so born that way versus created that way. No, none of us are created that way, but we're all born that way, whatever that is for us. Yep. Right. So murderers are born murderers, liars born, whatever that is for us. And it's actually one of the most powerful tools that we can use on the street when actually doing street ministry. When someone says, but I was born this way, because they automatically expect you to argue with them and debate with them. And when you say, yeah, I know, so was I, they look at you like, huh? You know, and so we are born that way. We're born.
You need to be born again. You need to be born again.
Sin. Exactly. That's why the Christ said that. He said we have to be born again because we're born into sin, shaped in iniquity. Iniquity at its root means perversion. It's, you know, well, but this is just who I am. Well, that's why the Christ said deny self. It's, you know, it all, everything he said for a purpose. And it just kind of all falls into place when you really look at what the word says versus what the world says.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's great to see everybody too this weekend. It was amazing. I had it was just a blessing to have fellowship and to have people like
forsake that. Not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. That's Amen. Why some of you out there were. Claudine's already organized an event.
And Coach, I just want to say, everyone could lift up Pastor Butch because he may be having surgery on his foot. He suffers from gout really bad.
Oh, man.
And so he was in the ER last night. I did a show for him. And so just, you know, keep him in your thoughts and prayers.
All right. And our buddy Denny in Wisconsin, Iowa, I went home to be with the Lord. Some of you don't know Denny. Some of you do. And hey, death's part of it, isn't it? Death's part of it. If I understand it, Denny got promoted. Denny Bryan got promoted. He got promoted. if we really believe what we believe, we miss him. We're sorry he's gone, but he got a promotion, man. Anybody ever get a promotion and have to move? You ever get a promotion, they're going to give you a lot more job, new job, a lot more money, but you're going to have to move to California? Well, Denny had to move. He got promoted and he had to move. Ray, come on in.
Yeah, if anybody's got Denny's address and his wife's name, put it in the chat. We should send her a card.
Marcy.
Okay. M-A-R-C-I-E, Marcy. Send her a card. I'm sure she's going through his trouble with it. But back to what we were talking about. Paul Gosselin put in, children begin telling intentional lies.
When we lie to them, though, Jeff, we lie to them. Go ahead.
They're learning, yeah, ages 2 to 4 as their cognitive abilities develop. You know, you look at a child 2 years old and they stole a cookie or something and they'll deny it or what. So they're already, it's almost like it's inherent, you know, 2 years old and they're already practicing lies.
Yep. Hey, Ray, how about this one? You ready, Ray? I'm going to step on some toes here. You taught your kid to lie. Huh? Well, sure you did. True. Santa Claus?
Yep.
Easter Bunny? Hmm? So then after a while, when they get older, they say, oh, this Jesus thing? Oh, I get it. It's like Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Jesus. Oh, I get it. James. Come on, James. JT, wake up. Jeff Klein, while we're waiting on JT, come on.
Technology, brother, technology. JT, brother, I love you. You know, it's, hey, I got a procedure tomorrow at the hospital. They're going to put a stent in an artery. So just be in prayer for me.
We're in prayer for you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You're the great physician, and we ask that you would guide the hands of the doctors, the surgeons, whatever, that JT was fearfully and wonderfully made, and he's going to go through this and come out of there a brand new man physically. We trust you to do that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I come in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, but I will say this is really good, but you got to gave me a lead-in in regards to Christmas and Easter and Ishtar and all the stuff that we actually promulgate. And, mm-hmm. and you not all deception is lying.
It's true.
You're not all deception. I mean, look at Rahab the harlot. I mean, she's in the lineage of Jesus, and she lied about the 2 spies. I mean, you look at David and the high priest and all the things when he was dealing with Saul. So, you know, not as I think it's the simple fact if me and Coach is somewhere and Coach leaves, goes somewhere else, and I get stopped, and a cop says, well, where was David this time? Well, I don't know where Dave was. I wasn't with him, you know, to protect you as a brother.
Protect.
You know,
That's right.
You know, so not necessarily all deception is lying because, you know, you can find reference of it in scripture, so right. You know, it's kind of important we come to realize now. You know, if I came to you and lied about Coach said something at the huddle this weekend that was a false representation of what took place, that's lying.
So
yeah,
you know, by the way, if you catch me lying, come to me first.
Amen.
Don't go tell everybody else. Come to me first. And give me a chance to clarify it, make it right. Don't go blabbing to everybody. Coach is a liar. Stop it. Let's move on. Got a few minutes left. Jeff Klein and then Steve. Go ahead, Jeff. Is there a delay today? Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I said we tell them that trust your teachers. Listen to what they tell you.
That's right. There is no God. We came from monkeys, right? Yep. Born that, right? Come on. Not only that, we pay them. We pay the teachers to lie to them. We pay the teachers. We pay the schools to give them an atheistic education. We pay them to do that. We pay them. They lie to us, tell us we have to pay income tax. Well, no, we don't. It's not income. It's the exchange of services. This is an exchange of my knowledge for a service. It ain't income. Costs me something to get it. We're so freaking stupid. Steve, come on in. You got to unmute, Steve. Lies. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh my. Who told you that? And why do you believe them? As somebody said, now that I have the Ethiopian Bible, 88 books, you told me that the King James Version is the only good one. You told me that. In fact, who gave me all these different Bible interpretations? Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Stephen, we'll try to give you again if you want in. If not, I'm going to Laura. Laura, go.
Well, we don't need each other. That you can live the Nike marketing logo, right?
Just do it.
Just do it, and you can do it by yourself, right? It's by yourself. We need each other.
Right. Hey, Laura Ann, do you trust liars? Anybody out there trust liars?
No. No, I liars are gossips, slanderers, and backbiters. That's what they are.
That's right. That's right.
And they don't even have to touch you to destroy your life.
Hey, friends, we have elected officials who we put into office who lied to us without consequence. But we vote for the good liars, Republicans. We vote for the good liars. By the way, remember the old song, Silence is Golden? Silence is golden, golden. No, no. Silence is cowardly. Silence is cowardly. But the scripture explains to us exactly how it's supposed to do, rather than everybody gossiping about whatever's going on. If you got a question for me, you come to me first. You don't go to Steve. You don't go to Ray. You don't go to Dave. You come to me. Say, Coach, is this true? I heard that. Is this true, Coach? No, hell no, it ain't true. All right. Before going to Dave and Steve and telling them all the stuff that maybe that I did and then coming to me, go first. Because why? Gives the person a chance to repent. Yeah, you're right. I made that up. I'm sorry. Trust but verify. Bible says, I'm about out of time here. You shall know the truth. The truth, if you know it, isn't going to set you free. It's going to make you free. I'm caught here. I hate technology. Truth will make you free, not set you free. It will make you free when you have clean hands. I told you, I warned you, clean hands.
Coach, when you deny the truth, you are complicit with the lie.
Amen, brother. Hey, Randy, think about the complicity in Washington, D.C. of the liars who know there's liars. Joanne, we got to quickly. Go quickly, Joanne. We got about a minute.
I just want to remind you, the truth is Jesus. That's who we know.
Jesus is the truth.
The one who sets us free.
Diana, Joanne, that's the same at the beginning of the show. Jesus, Pilate's looking right at Jesus. Says, what's the truth? He couldn't even, right in front of him, he couldn't even recognize it. Folks, guard your integrity. That your yay be yay and your nay be nay. Speak the truth regardless of the consequences. People say, well, speak the truth in love. No, 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 no. Speaking the truth is love. Jesus is love. Jesus is truth. Speak the truth in love. When you do that, you're pulling somebody out of the fire. Pull that liar out of the fire. Tell them the truth. You'll make them free. See you tomorrow.